You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Here's a true story. In March, an Upper East Side mother filed a lawsuit against the preschool her daughter attended, saying that the child's Ivy League dreams had been destroyed. And she's only 4 years old, the daughter, not the mother. The lawsuit alleges that because the child was forced to spend too much time with lesser-minded 2- and 3-year-olds, she was unable to get into the elite elementary school that she had picked out. The high-stakes competition to get into a New York private school borders on the absurd, and as such, it is the subject of a new indie farce starring Neil Patrick Harris, Bonnie Somerville, Jenna Stern, and my guest, Amy Sedaris. The movie, The Best and the Brightest, opens this Friday at the Quad, and I'm pleased that it brings Amy Sedaris here to the Leonard Lopate Show, starring me, John Hodgman, just for today. Hello, Amy.
Hey, John.
How are you?
I'm fine. And John is sporting a mustache today.
Yes, I have my radio mustache on.
Did you grow it for a certain...
For radio. It's part of my slow my slow decline from minor television stardom to radio to simple deranged millionairedom out in the country that I'm hoping to complete by the end of the year.
Well, it looks nice. It brings out your eyes.
Were you aware of how intense the competition is to get into New York elite public schools?
No.
Private schools, I mean?
I know nothing about it.
No.
How about you? Now, you have children.
I do have children.
How
and
old?
Do you know what else?
What?
I'm in this movie. With you.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Huh. I have a small part in this movie, The Best and the Brightest.
I saw you on set.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, was
so
that
much
you?
Was cut out of the film.
Did you have any questions you wanted to ask me about my experience making the film?
Yeah, how was it for you?
Well, it was
you?
Great working with Amy Sedaris.
Offset.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was shot in Philadelphia pretending to be New York City.
Yeah, I know. Central Park. Remember that park we shot in?
That's
like people were going to buy that?
Yeah, well.
But you have children. Are they old enough to go? How old are your... You have one child?
I have children. I don't know what their ages are.
Oh, you don't know? Okay.
No, but they're terrific. they're in elementary school and they're in public school.
Okay. Was it hard for you to get them into a certain element? Like, how can you relate to this film?
I think to some degree we chose not to engage in that process of trying to get them into an elite private school.
Right.
But in some ways you can't help but engage because we basically chose the place that we live based on the school that we know that we could send them to.
Oh, okay, I mean? Sure. I guess that's the way to do it.
That's how we gamed the system.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to work on that. And Neil Patrick Harris, of course.
Indeed. And in the movie, you play an admissions advisor to families who want to enter this exclusive world. Not really an admissions advisor so much as a mercenary.
Like a pimp.
A hired gun
who
helps people get their kids into school. Because Neil Patrick Harris and Bonnie Somerville play parents who have a kindergartner. They come to New York very naively thinking they could just sign right up. And then they learn the hard way that that's not possible. And that's where you come in.
Really? Go on. This is riveting.
No, this is where you take over and you explain.
Well, I can't explain. I can never explain
no,
things like
not?
That or set up a clip or anything.
Right.
But I have to do Letterman tomorrow night.
Okay.
And I know
who's
I have
that?
To. and he has a day show. But so I have to set it up and I don't know what to say.
All right. Well, we have a clip from the movie here.
Okay.
We've set up our 16-millimeter projector right here in the studio. And we'll move the microphones towards it so that we can hear a little bit of it. How about
okay.
that?
Okie doke. Now, where did you say you were from again?
Delaware.
Ooh, right. Okay, in that case, I'm usually going to say cash up front.
That's
cool. We can save money till the end. Where'd you get the fake coochie? It's a good one, by the way. It took me a second. Chinatown, came with a couple of egg rolls. Let me tell you something, Sister Sledge. When you leave here, set it ablaze, because if you walk into New York City private school with a fake coochie, the sprinklers are going to go off. Big question. How far along are you? You look terrific, by the way.
Oh, we're not pregnant.
Oh... Listen, Bright Eyes, I really don't like to do sets pre-prego, especially for of a certain age. Puts the whole cart before the IVF, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought I explained all
our the... daughter is 5.
Blink. What?
We have a 5-year-old daughter, and we're looking to get her into kindergarten this fall.
On planet Earth.
Let's go.
No, listen, we've got some stunning new varietals on planet Woo-Woo, or wherever the hell you think you people are.
Can we go, please?
Can we just hear what she has to say?
I have nothing to say. Go with Bookish, she's right.
Then what are we supposed to do?
There's that strive. Certainly don't see that every day. Bookish, take a powder.
Well, that's pretty good.
You said that one reason you wanted to do this project because you wanted to work with Neil Patrick Harris,
mm-hmm.
which
and
is
you.
It's a little bit insulting to me. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
But do you know why I wanted to be in it?
Why?
Because of you.
And we didn't have any scenes together.
I know, but I was just happy to be around you because I had read the script and I read those lines. And I was like, Amy is going to be amazing in this movie. And you were so funny in it.
Oh,
how much
that's
of
nice
that,
you to say.
How much of the script is improvised and how much was it written down?
It was
you?
All written. I mean, like a few little things.
What
Sister
about?
Sledge, I think I made up. I
sure.
love Sister Sledge.
Right.
What happened to them?
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
What was your favorite song by them?
Gotcha. And I can't even think of...
This is the kind of gotcha questions that the lamestream media is known
Listen,
for.
Listen, I don't want to fight. Where's
what
Leonard?
What newspapers do you
Where's
read?
Leonard?
he's okay. I'm
is
speaking
he?
With Amy Sedaris, actress, comedian, author, domestic polymath, rabbit enthusiast, professional charmer, and star of The Best and the Brightest that's opening this Friday.
At the Quad. Neil Patrick Harris. Were you saying something before that? Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
I probably was.
Yeah, he taught me a few magic tricks. He
oh,
bought
really?
Me, yeah.
You know, Dick Cavett's coming on the show later to do some magic on the radio.
Oh.
But I know that Neil Patrick Harris is a big magic enthusiast, isn't
he? Yeah, he can do anything, I think. What Don't you think? Neil can do anything.
There is not a thing that I've seen him do that he could not do.
Exactly.
How about that?
Right.
What tricks did he do? What tricks? Did he teach you any tricks?
Yes, he gave me some flash paper and some
What's
magical
that?
Little sprinkle stuff that you ignite and then it flashes. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
okay.
In front of your eyes. It's like, it's just really
quick.
Oh, it's
quick. Like an effect.
It's an effect,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So you would combine that with a dove and a pack of cards.
Yeah,
and maybe
or a top hat and a rabbit.
A boa constrictor and turn that into something.
Flash. Yeah, you can do anything okay. As long as you lure the audience with your face.
Oh, okay. Very
you know,
good.
And then you do the patter and then, you know, I love the word patter.
So you didn't improvise that blink?
Oh, well, usually with stage direction, if I see it in a script, I like to say that. So I guess
oh, really?
They kept it in, yeah.
So really it said... Funny. Take a beat, and you're like, take a beat.
Take a beat, yeah. Exactly.
That's great.
I love that.
Now, we're also performing tonight together as
yes.
part of an event at Symphony Space called Great Speeches and Other Outbursts. I'm just going to spend the whole day with you, Amy. Is
okay.
that okay?
Yeah, sounds
Fantastic.
Great.
We'll do a little mm-hmm. shopping later.
Where would you want to shop?
Check out, what's that?
Where would you want to shop?
Oh, boy, Banana Republic.
We'll have to go to some
Plug.
Mustache place. Plug!
I know. I might go to the mustache grooming store.
Did you grow that for something, or did you just grow it to grow it?
Just for laughs.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, just
yeah,
for laughs.
Over the winter, because my upper lip was very cold.
Oh, well, now it's, oh, well, it must be heating
now
up
it's a little,
now.
Now it's a little too much.
Yeah, really.
But tonight we're going to be appearing at Symphony Space at 8 p.m., Great Speeches and Other Outbursts. It's a collection of people performing great American and perhaps non-American speeches and so forth. Do you have any idea what this is all about?
No, I don't.
No.
But I was flattered that I asked. Sarah Vowell emailed me and asked me, and I said yes, because you were doing it.
Oh, right. Look at us. tonight John Oliver, from my colleague from The Daily Show, is mm-hmm. going to be performing both as Queen Elizabeth I.
Oh, really? Oh,
and as John Cleese.
Oh, perfect.
Ira Glass will be there.
What's he doing? Do you know?
I think he's doing something from Abraham Lincoln, one of the hits.
And
then also something from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, really?
I don't know who he's playing, but that's a great American speech.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And I'll do Teddy Roosevelt's The Strenuous Life. I think I'll take some breaks for push-ups.
Oh, that would be fun to watch. Well, your
yeah,
mustache all
think?
Sweating.
Yeah.
And Eric Bogosian, isn't he doing something too?
He's appearing as himself, giving one of his great American speeches, I believe.
From talk radio.
But, you know, did you follow the Anthony Weiner thing at all?
You know what? I did not.
No. Do you know what happened?
A little bit. I just have not been following it.
Did you see his resignation speech?
No, did not. Uh-huh. Oh, is anyone doing that?
No, I think it would be, maybe you'd like to do that.
Oh, cold read.
Do you have
me.
Any? I mean, you're famous for giving people all sorts of hints and tips and how to lead their lives and telling them what to do and mm-hmm. crafts to make in your books. And the first one is I Like You.
I Like You.
And
Hospitality
one,
Under the Influence.
Simple
and then Simple
Times.
Crafts for Poor People.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you have any hints for getting out of a scandal?
Oh, look at you asking me some hints to get out of a
scandal. Gotcha question.
I guess people hire people to get them out, right? Like
yeah.
rich people can just say, you know, cover this story up or make this go away.
Right. But have you ever been tempted to become a mercenary like your character in Best and the Brightest to help people, you know, tell people what to do and how to live? Have you ever?
No, like a life coach or
like
something
like that.
No,
I think you'd be terrific at it.
Oh, absolutely not. I wouldn't be good at that.
Why not?
I wouldn't advise. I couldn't advise anybody.
You could tell people how to keep a rabbit.
I could train people on how to keep a rabbit, or you know, reasons mm-hmm. to stay out of a relationship. But you know, I'm not gonna help people like that. What are you doing?
Baking. let me talk to you a little bit about rabbits for a second, because
okay.
this is something we talk about every time we get together.
I know.
You own how many rabbits at this time?
I own one rabbit, a mini Rex. She weighs under 5 pounds, and she's 9 years old.
And what is her name?
Dusty.
And
Dusty
you, and,
Dean.
And is this the first rabbit you've ever had?
My second rabbit. My first rabbit, Tattletale, was murdered. And mm-hmm. She lived to be like seven.
Oh, I see.
And she just had an anniversary.
How long do they usually live?
They can live to be teenagers.
Can you really train them to use a litter box?
Yes. They want it. They're very clean. They want to use a litter box.
So you
just show them the way.
You don't keep your city rabbit in a hutch or anything?
No, not now.
Not she in has a the hive entire on the top of your building or
hive. She has the entire apartment. I live with her. There's no hutch in this apartment, but there was in my last apartment.
But this is a prey animal, isn't it?
Yes.
So don't they just hide out all the time?
And... No. She's very social, you know, and she's not afraid of anything. So she's out and about. She likes to stand underneath my dining room table or under my bed sometimes. But, you know, she hops down the hallway. She sleeps with me at night.
Do you think this would be a good city pet?
Excellent city pet.
Because I got this cat, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, if you have cat, I mean, yeah, I know. But your cat's how old? 9?
About 14.
About 14. Well, yeah, her days are numbered. What's your cat's name?
My cat's name? Petey.
Petey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the name of a parakeet, but it's actually a cat.
But it's a cat, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cute. Let's talk more about our...
I'm getting a very provocative message here.
What does it say?
What about chickens and bees?
Chickens and bees?
Yeah. Do you keep any bees in the city?
I have one dead bee. David, I do have a dead bee. Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure that qualifies as a pet.
It is not a pet, but I do have a dead bee in my apartment.
And do you have you got it in a place of honor, or is
it
on a
windowsill? I have it in something, but I don't know if I can talk about it on the radio, so maybe I won't bring it up.
Oh, no, that isn't turned out to be a very provocative idea.
I know. I'm not sure I can bring it up.
So you appeared last week as a guest star on Hot in Cleveland, reprising your role as the First Lady of Ohio. Do you have any memory of this?
Yes. I love that show, first of all. It's really funny.
Yeah.
And all those ladies are great. I got to do two episodes. Betty White was just amazing.
Yeah.
A big light around her. Have you ever met Betty White?
Just at one point at a telethon that
wow.
I did. Wow.
I mean, you
But Tom Hanks wouldn't let me talk to her.
Oh,
he was hogging her all to himself.
Yeah.
I know. That's the way he is.
Yeah, she was terrific. I really liked her, and she autographed a book. I have her book.
We're talking to Amy Sedaris in the Betty White Hour here at the
I know, really.
I'm calling this segment Pals.
Pals!
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Betty's! I like that. I can't believe... Now, the money that you make today, are you going to donate it to the station? Are you going to say, who can match the money I'm making today?
Yes, I will. I'm donating my entire fee to Dick Cavett's limo fund.
Oh, yeah.
To get him down from the West Side.
Did he get a car? I had a walk here. He got a car.
But you're a person of New York. You're a young person, a vibrant person. You don't live too far away.
No, that's true.
And I don't get paid a whole lot of money, so that's what
it
comes down to.
I'm sorry. You're right.
You have a very active YouTube channel.
Thanks to you, remember?
Well,
I want to do these craft videos, and
right.
I kept emailing you, said, how can I do these? And I just want to do them for fun.
Yeah.
And you said anything but YouTube,
yeah.
And so I did them for YouTube.
You have an email address, correct? Let's just run down your technology.
Oh, here we go. I do have email.
Right.
That's it.
And then you don't have a cell phone.
I do not have I have a hard line.
Right.
Yes.
A landline, we call it now.
Yes. Okay.
But you have a little pillow that you made that pretends
someone
to be a
made.
Cell phone.
Yes, I have two fake ones.
Why do you need to have a fake cell phone?
It's just fun to play on. You know what I mean? I love pretending I have a cellular phone, but you know, because people are always. I just like to show people how rude they are when they're on their phone.
Oh right.
And I'm really good at it.
Uh huh.
I wish I had it on me.
I was just twittering right then, so I kind
were
of,
you
I,
twittering?
I lost track.
You're the first one when we were doing the movie. Michael Jackson died. Remember that?
And not well. Tweeted. Wait a minute.
Oh, okay. Hold.
Not just Michael Jackson. Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, right. Okay.
Same
okay.
day.
Okay, you're right. You're
and
right.
I remember talking with you. I'm like, history will remember this as the day that Michael Jackson died.
Right.
But poor Farrah Fawcett will go almost
right.
forgotten.
I know.
And you said that will never happen.
And it
and
did.
Look what and
it
look
did
what
happen.
Happened now.
You're right. You're right. But you were tweeting back then. Remember, that's when
mm-hmm.
it first started.
And then,
you were bragging about how many followers you had.
Well, I am
How
very
many
bragging.
Do you have?
Well, it's not.
How many how many do you have? Seriously, just why not?
We're going to take a little break. I'm speaking with Amy Sedaris. She stars in the new film, The Best and the Brightest, which opens on Friday at the Quad Cinema. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'll tell you how many followers I have. Stay with us. We're back with the Leonard Lopate Show. I am your guest host, John Hodgman. My guest is Amy Sedaris. She is starring in a new movie called The Best and the Brightest, a comedy farce that is opening this Friday at the Quad Cinema. And we were just talking about Twitter, rabbit care, and soon, I hope, tanning contests.
Oh, right.
And also Wieners on the Rake.
Yes.
What is Wieners on the Rake?
Well,
speaking of Anthony Weiner.
It's a poor man's, you know, when you don't have the proper thing to put a hot dog on, when you want to roast a hot dog over an open fire,
sure.
You can use a rake.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
And it's really, you can't, you know, it's actually hard to get a hot dog onto a rake end. You know, it's not that easy. You have to feel it.
Let me clarify this for a moment.
Okey-doke.
If you want to cook a hot dog over an open fire.
Yes.
And you don't have something to put it on.
Right.
Such as
an antenna.
an old car antenna.
Yes.
Or maybe a stick. I can see how this would be a flummoxing
right.
thing. If you're in a garage if you're in a garage full of garden tools, you're in a house and it is not after the apocalypse, it may be hard for you to find a skewer or an antenna or an extended paperclip or something.
Extended paperclip.
Don't you think I mean, I don't mean to tell you your business, but don't you think the real attraction of wieners on the rake is that you're able to cook more than one wiener at a time?
Yes. You can do like up to 12, right?
Right.
But it's gonna be a lot of grease hitting that fire, so you're going to be thankful that you have the large stick that you can stand away from the fire.
Right.
I mean, I did it in my real fireplace, and it was hilarious because then it just, you know, the fire went out, was out of control.
You did it in your fireplace at home.
Yes.
You know, you give a lot of advice.
Don't judge me.
You give a lot of advice in your books and in your life, Amy, but
yes.
It seems like you need a lot of advice.
I know I do. I need a lot of help.
You had a question that you wanted to put to the listeners.
I did. I am on the search for the proper – I want to find a homemade undergarment to wear under a lot of my dresses.
Well, guess what? We have a little gift for you in the
green. I don't mean like Spanx or something. I need something that's going to – who makes undergarments?
So you're looking for bespoke underwear?
Yes. Bespoke.
So, bespoke.
Bespoke
underwear.
Bespoke underwear. Underpants.
Made to your measurements.
Yes. And where can I go?
And in New York City, or could it be anywhere in the country?
Well, I live in the city, so why not in the city? But I don't want to buy something that's cut down to make it work. I want to have something that's specifically made.
Listeners to the Leonard Lopez program, this is John Hodgman speaking to you now. If you or someone you know is a bespoke underwear maker or consultant, won't you leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org? And maybe we'll read it on the air if we get a
great.
Good lead. No jokes, please. This is serious.
I know. I'm trying. I'm a size 4 taken in.
My goodness. What's this for? Is this you got special an event to go to?
No, I just notice when I do talk shows or whatever, and I'm sitting on the seat. You know, I notice I have rolls on my back. You know, like when you sit down,
mm-hmm.
the rolls come up. They pop out from underneath your bra.
It's rare that I wear a brassiere.
Well, yeah.
But I have noticed that.
Well, you know,
I'm at a stage in my life
something.
When I don't need to wear a brassiere to have rolls on my back. I'm just saying.
Well, because of the mustache.
Because the mustache is bringing a new.
Right.
Portliness into my existence. Yeah, exactly. So we were talking about YouTube, and we were talking about technology and your somewhat fraught relationship with it,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
you're more of a person who's going to cook a food by putting it on a rake in a fireplace.
Exactly.
And I'm more of a person who has 500,000 Twitter followers. Thank you very much.
500,000?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. At Hodgman on Twitter. You might even see me live tweeting the Leonard Lopez show from time to time. Which
I know. I bet you did.
Yeah. But you nonetheless, you've done these great series of videos for YouTube, for your book. And you also entered a contest with Chipotle, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, wrap it in gold. It was like a contest they wanted me to do where mm-hmm. you wrap things in gold and they would vote on, you know, whatever looked the best.
Who wanted you to do this?
Chipotle.
I thought maybe just the voices in your head.
Just the voices in my head. Chipotle did. So, do you ever eat at Chipotle?
I've been there from time to time.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping at this point they'll give a dramatic amount of money to public radio.
Maybe they will, and we'll match it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, wait a minute.
We're gonna match what?
Wait a minute. I might wrap a burrito for him.
Anyone can wrap a burrito.
So this is a contest. I'm still unclear.
I don't know if it's still going on.
Okay.
But yeah, wrap it in gold, and then you would wrap certain things in gold, and I guess they would vote on the best one.
You know,
the best wrap job.
Okay.
But I love the gold foil. It's fun to work with.
Oh, okay. So you're not actually using actual gold leaf.
No, not gold leaf.
In the past 10 years, we've been subjected to all sorts of inappropriate videos on YouTube. Do you use YouTube? Do you know what it is?
Yes, I do know what YouTube is. I don't
crank
go
up
on
the
it.
Internet
when someone
from time
sends
to time.
Me a link, I'm like, oh, it takes me forever to open it. But I've gotten better. Last night, I watched a lot of Don Rickles on YouTube. And that was very entertaining.
Oh, so you're going to perform some Don Rickles jokes, I understand.
I am, yes. Sarah Vowell transcribed some jokes, and I'm going to read them tonight. And I'm very nervous about it.
Why?
You know, because he's got such a great rhythm and flow, and I'm not, you know. Thank God I listened to him, you know, tell the jokes on YouTube. Otherwise, I wouldn't know how to say them. You know,
right.
I was like, oh, okay.
So can you do one for me?
Oh,
come
that's
on.
Put me on the spot.
That's exactly
you know?
Right. Why do you come
oh,
on
I can't
to
even. No, I can't do one for you. I can't think of one. Well, that isn't racist to say on the radio. I don't
just insult my mustache.
To me.
Or maybe that's what
he's
you've been
funny,
doing
though.
All along.
I like him, and I liked Buddy Hackett. I love Buddy Hackett.
Right.
I like his look.
Well, I don't think he's living anymore.
But, no, I don't.
Oh, when he was
he
alive.
Isn't. Yeah, oh, I liked his look. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was really funny.
So you have plans for the summer?
No, I don't have any plans for the summer. I'm just going to be here.
Really?
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't have any plans.
Are you going to be working on your tan?
Just reading a lot. I'm going to be working on my tan. Growing up in North Carolina, we had tanning contests.
Really?
Every year.
You and your brother?
Our entire family.
Right.
All six kids.
All the Sedera.
Whoever had the hottest tan, you know, then you'd be awarded with a sash, and we'd have a little ceremony. And my sister Gretchen won every year.
Have you been making sashes
year.
Since you were born?
No, we use the same sash.
Oh, I know. But, you know that's, I mean? That's a lot of handicraft.
It is. Well, my sister made it. She was really good.
So what was the – I mean, this was obviously before anyone had ever heard of cancer.
Yeah, I know. Well, what would happen is every night someone would be responsible for like 6 minutes of entertainment mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever, or 20 minutes of entertainment.
Every night?
Every night, right. So let's say I had Tuesday night. I might do something on side tanning, tell you how to side tan or introduce some kind of lotion that I'm using for my tan.
Right.
Or my sister Gretchen would have us exercise and then we'd have to go swim in the ocean and in the pool.
So give me some tanning tips. What's the best way for me to tan my side? First of all, I get a lot of side to tan.
If I were you, seriously, you're kind of pale.
What?
You are. You better stay out of it because you're just going to
People at home can't see me, but
he's very pale, pasty, freckle-ish, red.
I kind of an olive complexion.
I don't think so.
Swarthy,
Listen,
think, is usually.
You're pretty. I mean, yeah. You can't. Do you wear protectant when you go out? Like.
Sure.
Oh, you
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you go to the beach.
I wear a protectant called a three-piece suit.
and a hat and a mustache.
Yeah, and then I don't go out. The reality is, I don't, you know, look, I'm just going to give you another opportunity to come up with a mustache insult. But the reality is that I grew this mustache because my skin is so pale and my whiskers are so dark.
Whiskers.
My mm-hmm. whiskers.
Whiskers.
That I got tired of people saying, hey, you're growing a mustache. It looks great. And it would be like at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I would have shaved an hour before.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
And, yeah, I'm sorry. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, once I moved out of the realm of magazine writing and radioing, public radioing, and on into the televised realm, I was like, I'm starting to look a little gross with that caterpillar under my lip every time someone takes a picture of me. So I decided to grow a mustache. And now people just go, nice fake mustache.
No, I know. I thought it was fake when I saw you. Remember? Is that real?
Yeah. But this is not about my mustache grooming tips. This is about your tanning
my
tips.
My mustache. Yeah, right. That's all we would do. We'd have a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What sort of you would use tanning oil? Remember that?
David would make his – he would use like olive oil, and he would add that red stuff to it. Remember that iodine? Is it called iodine?
Sure.
That's what David used.
Right.
I don't know if
he would make
ever
his own
won.
Tanning oil?
He would make
oil?
His own tanning oil.
Good
I mean,
heavens.
It was all – we had the emollient center. The biggest room was called the emollient center, and that's where we kept all the lotions.
In your home?
Oils. No, at the beach cottage
where
we were.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
We were there for a whole week, and it was all about who had the hottest tan.
And what qualified as the hottest tan?
The darkest.
Oh.
I even went to Greece once. I was in Greece for 2 weeks, and then I went on the beach trip, and I still didn't win. And I was pretty dark from Greece, but my sister Gretchen would win.
Oh, by the way, I'm getting a message.
She had tanorexia. What?
What?
You got a message from who?
Yeah,
someone called in about the garments?
Someone wrote in about the garments. Sarah in Brooklyn says, I work in costuming for ballet and know some drapers and pattern makers.
Drapers!
Who could easily do bespoke underwear. Also, I love your key lime pie and split pea soup recipes from your book, I Like You.
Thank you.
I think that last compliment was directed towards you, because
yeah,
I never wrote that
book. I think that we're going to do a trade. So how do I do? Would I call her? Did she leave a number or something?
And we'll get the information to you a little later on. Just
we want to
do that just to make sure you don't run out on the interview early.
Oh, okay. I won't.
We're talking
I'm here.
I'm talking to Amy Sedaris, if you couldn't tell, star of the new movie Best and the Brightest, Friday at the Quad. And also appearing with me, John Hodgman, your guest host, tonight at Symphony Space at 8 p.m. at an 826 NYC benefit called Great Speeches and Other Outbursts, along with Ira Glass and Eric Bogosian and a whole bunch of other people. This is WNYC and WNYC.org. Claire in Brooklyn says, what are the odds? I'm actually a lingerie designer based in Brooklyn who makes bespoke underwear, and I'm sewing as I listen to this show.
That's fantastic.
Do you have any specific instructions you'd like to give?
Well, I just need something to cover. No, I just need to see somebody, and then they need to look at my body and figure it out. You know
so
what I mean?
So you need to go over and see and
I think
see this
so.
Person.
In Brooklyn, though?
Well, that's I'm telling you something. That's where all the bespoke underwear designers
I guess
are going to be.
So.
Because we're all the hipster, steampunk, thing makers are.
But I don't understand why I have rolls back there. I'm 5 feet. I weigh 107 pounds. I exercise.
You're nothing.
What's that about?
What's your exercise regimen?
You know, I'd put a ribbon on a stick and I chase it. No, I go to a gym, resistant training. I do a little bit of cardio, but I don't understand why I have that. And why doesn't everybody? I don't understand people just, it doesn't, why is it me?
Gravity is working upon our bodies.
Oh, maybe,
and we're losing.
I am 50.
No.
Yeah, I'm 50.
Get
by the way, what is the movie rated? Do you know? Best and the Brightest.
I would suspect it would be a R if it's rated at all.
Oh, it,
due
it, it
to
is?
Strong language.
Okay.
And sexual content.
Okay.
So while it is a hilarious movie about children, do not bring your children to it.
Okay.
It's really much more of an adult farce of Fish Called Wanda type that they used to make a lot more than they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I should be clear that the sexual content is poetic.
One blaze.
Neil Patrick Harris passes himself off as a poet by
reading
sexually explicit texts.
That's filthy.
That his best friend, the brilliant Peter Serafinowicz, brilliant British comedian.
Will you say his name again slowly?
Peter.
Will you say his last name slowly?
I'm afraid to. Serafinowicz is how I believe.
Serafinowicz.
Yes. Also
Man,
a very active
funny.
Twitterer and a very, very brilliant guy.
And he's got great stuff on YouTube.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Markets of Britain. Didn't you send me that? Maybe you sent me that.
Markets of Britain?
Yeah.
Oh, he does an amazing Alan Alda impersonation.
Yeah, he was really great.
We should have had him up at the Great Speeches event to do some Alan Alda.
Oh, yeah, I bet you wish he was here now.
I do. I wish he was always here.
Can we give a shout out to Leonard?
To Leonard Lopez?
Yeah.
Leonard, if you're listening, I'm sorry about this. But it is lovely to speak to Amy Sedaris. but just to be clear, you're not still out there actively putting olive oil and tanning yourself to death, are you?
Well, this summer, usually I'm dark by now, but if I went to the beach, I would use Bain de Soleil for the Saint-Tropez tan, that stuff. And it's a gel, an orange gel, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have any protectant in it. Yes.
Okay.
I don't use any.
All right. That was
protection.
Not the answer I was looking for. The answer I was looking for was, while this was a fun thing to do when we were children, people should take extra precautions out there in the sunshine so that they do not have skin diseases and then sue me, John Hodgman, guest hosting the Leonard Lopez show.
I know, I'm bad. But, you know, I'm Greek Orthodox. I don't have – it's going to be fine.
Do you ever use a sunless tanner of any kind?
No.
No?
No. Because then I feel like a fraud. I feel fake, you know, or tanning booths. I feel like a phony.
If anyone has suggestions, by the way, Amy Sedaris is in the market for some bespoke underwear.
Underpants.
And, mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Oh,
is
I'm
there
sorry.
A difference in your mind? I want to be –
Okay.
I want to be fair.
Okay, you're being fair.
But leave a comment on the show page if you happen to know anybody who would provide her with some bespoke underpants. This is turning extremely racy.
It's turning me on.
Good heavens.
It's turning me on.
So what else is going to happen this summer? Are you going anywhere?
I don't have any plans right now, but I do want to go to North Carolina, go home for a little bit,
right.
See my little brother and the rest of my family. And then I want to, I'm just reading a lot and that's really it. I don't have any trips planned. I know that sounds boring. Something will pop up.
What are you reading?
I just finished the Keith Richards book, which was fantastic.
Oh,
did you read that?
No,
I didn't know
I've
anything
heard...
about Keith Richards or the Rolling Stones. I picked it up and I loved it.
Some kind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, fantastic
book. And is
book.
It mainly a book about how he writes songs and practices every day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, there are pages and pages of just guitar picking. I mean, I didn't know what he was talking about, but I found, you know, it was nice, had a nice flow to it, very well written. I really liked him.
And did it make you want to become a rock star and do heroin? And
all right, yes. No. Well, it did, yeah, maybe. Maybe want to have a drink. Did actually? That's okay.
Do you read? Do you read on a device or do you read a book?
A book.
Right.
A book.
Do you know what the devices
are? No, rollerblading. It's just if I had children, I would have a cellular phone. I just figured, you know, when I get home, I have a machine. I'll listen to the messages. I mean, what could be that important, right?
Just now, we have another bespoke underwear creator, Steven in New Jersey.
I'll be there.
Has written in to say that he would make Amy some fabulous and comfortable underwear.
Really? Okay.
I don't know whether that means he is a bespoke underwear creator or he's willing to give it a shot in order to lure you out to New Jersey.
Jersey.
I think this whole experiment could have a very tragic end.
I think I'd feel more comfortable with a lady.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right. Tell me more about something.
Tell you more about something.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tell me more about North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina, it's a beautiful state. Have you ever been there?
I have been, but only I've never been to the beach.
The beach? Oh, yeah, we're skin tight. But the mountains?
I've been through
beach.
On book tour. Do you know what I mean?
Where?
Chapel Hill and Raleigh. And,
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it
beautiful
seems,
there.
Seems nice.
I like the people.
It's fine.
They're really friendly.
Right. And there, apparently there's a problem with bugs, insects. You have an insect problem down there?
Well, yeah. When you go outside.
You should see the questions that they're putting in front of me on the screen.
What kind of question?
Just bugs, bugs. They just keep repeating this over
bugs,
and over.
Bugs,
no-see-ems, bugs. I think either they're really interested in this subject.
Or they're not.
Or something's going wrong.
Nothing's going wrong.
In the production booth, that someone's going crazy. Do you eat barbecue?
Sometimes I eat barbecue. Uh-huh. I make barbecue chicken a lot, but there's this a cookbook that's fantastic. I think it's called Southern Cooking by Sarah Foster, just came out.
Right.
And she has a recipe in there where you take a chicken and you cook it in a brown paper bag.
What?
You put an onion and some rosemary in the cavity. That's right, the
mm-hmm.
cavity.
And
then you smear paprika all over the top of it and you place it in the center of a shopping bag. Paper
right.
and you put it in your oven. You just have to be careful that it's not touching anything else in the oven because you
right.
don't want it to catch on fire.
So you use some sort of anti-gravity device to float it in there?
you just lay it there. And we have to put on a cookie sheet.
Yeah.
And then you tie the end of the bag.
Have you ever heard of a cast iron pan? Or...
It's great. It's a really good recipe.
Have you ever made a fantastic cookbook.
Have you ever cooked outdoors chicken
where you wrap it up in clay and you throw it in the fire?
No, I've never done that.
It's disgusting.
What kind of have you ever put a potato in the ground in a coffee can and then buried it?
And then the heat cooks it? The heat of the ground?
The heat of the sun.
The heat of the sun?
Yeah.
That seems completely inefficient.
Pocket stew?
Why not make a fire, wrap it up in foil, make a little hobo packet, and throw it in the fire?
Hobo! You know a lot about that. Don't you hate me right now?
Key lime pie. The thing I love about your books is that as silly as they are, and as ridiculous as you appear in them in your strange costumes and get-ups and weird exercises that you do,
mm-hmm.
there's also a lot of great recipes and sincerely good advice.
Yeah, it's real stuff. It's just entertaining. And you don't have to know how to read to enjoy it.
Exactly.
You can
so.
Look at the pictures and you get it.
So, best recipe, best dessert for the summer?
Oh, boy. Best dessert for the summer. Well, berries. Berries on ice cream are always really good. My favorite dessert is angel food cake, and then you stuff it with ice cream, and then you top it with whipped cream. That's my favorite dessert.
Well,
but you have to have the oven on to do that.
Amy Sedaris, thank you so much for coming by and give us some tips for the summer in the segment that I like to call Pals.
Pals. I'm going to see you tonight.
We'll see you tonight
thank
at
you.
Symphony
you did a
Space.
Terrific job.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm trying. And
you
so did you, by
job.
The way. You'll have a good time talking about the best and the brightest on the David Letterman program tomorrow. It opens Friday night at the Quad Cinema. Tonight, you can see both Amy and me at Symphony Space for great speeches and other outbursts of benefit performance tonight for 826 NYC. For more information, visit our show page. Amy, thank you so much again.
Thank you very much, John.